Hello, and thank you for tuning in this evening to Life and Love Under New Management, Episode 3, Powerful. I am your host, Q Speaks, and I am excited for us to get power-filled. And you know, it just never, ever ceases to amaze me how technical difficulties always arise when there's such a powerful message or some great connections that need to be made, which threw us off about 10 minutes. So hopefully you guys are able to give us a call back. If not, hey, it's archived and you can't miss what God has for you. So first, let me assure you that you can never miss out on a message if you miss a show, because this is about life and love, and both are continual works in progress. I personally learn something new every day about them both. I have found that I only set myself back by getting in the way with complaining about what I'm feeling and what I'm not understanding about my current situations, instead of remembering that there is a message there somewhere, a lesson to learn, and another layer of skin to toughen. See, when you've bumped your head enough times and sort of get a clue, you'll figure out that the messages that you need to get, they'll arrive sooner each time, because you don't want to keep getting in the way and causing hiccups in your life's progress. So the more you grow, the sooner the lessons you'll learn. You know, you'll learn them quicker and you'll get those messages faster. So tonight, again, episode 3 is Powerful. When you hear me use the word power this evening, it is an acronym. P is for passion. Be passionate about your goals and your dreams. Be prepared to make those difficult, life-altering decisions in order to move forward. The O is for optimism. Be optimistic about life. Refuse to see your glass of life as half empty and see it as half full. This way of thinking doesn't make you unrealistic. It is the contrary. It is reality served with faith and chased with hope. The W is for will. Have the will to progress successfully. Be willing to get your elbows greasy. Be willing to fight for your joy in order to see your dreams to fruition and enjoy the journey while getting there. The E is for encouragement. Don't wait for encouragement to fall into your lap. Seek and embrace getting encouraged, not discouraged. Get encouraged in abundance and share it with others. If you don't have encouragement surrounding you, then remove yourself and go find it. Surround yourself by things and people that encourage you. And once you receive it, you hold tight to it and use it. Make good purpose. Be useful. Be kind. And share that encouragement with others. Taking your eyes off of yourself long enough to lift your fellow man's spirits, that'll help you keep moving forward. Look forward to helping someone else out. It's called service. And when you give to another, you keep your blessings coming. But see, the thing is, you don't want to rest in thinking that, hey, if I be good to someone else, I'm just going to do it because I know I'll be blessed. Do it because it's the right thing to do, because it's what's in your heart that counts. The R is for realistic. Take the realistic approach to living by moving forward without any misconceptions, only awareness. Stop putting in those rose-colored contacts, and life is black and white. Stop pulling out your Crayola crayons and markers and trying to make things be something that they're not. Understand the things that you're dealing with. Understand the people that you know and are surrounded by, and take them at face value, not what you wish it or them to be. If you are fully aware, you cannot be deceived, and you won't be set back because you were playing pretend with your life, which is way too serious to play games with. Tonight, we're going to get power-filled. Every day, we're going to become more power-filled because we're going to nurture our spirits. We are going to feed our minds with positive energy, forward movement. It'll once again require the calming of our lives and quieting of our minds so that we can recognize who and what needs to be extracted from daily routines and thought processes. We must be confident, faith-filled, and courageous enough to make difficult life decisions for our betterment and ultimately for our victory. Now, back to the P in power, the passion that fuels us to succeed. What is it that you want out of life? I can't ask this question enough because so often we get sidetracked and not pay attention to what it takes to get to where we're trying to go. And it's so far, much, it's much more greater than materialistic things. And if it's not, let me tell you right now, it should be. It should be, you know, a certain amount of money, a decent income. See, this I was listening to a song, and I want to say it was Prince, but I'm just going to say that money can't buy you love, but it will surely pay for the search. So we know that it takes a certain amount of stability, financial-wise, to be secure or move to another level. But the only level that really matters, and we just completely ignore it, is our spiritual growth. Because I don't care how much money you have, if you're not a happy person within, I don't care how fat your pocketbook is, you will be totally miserable. You can't even be a blessing to others because you can't even appreciate the blessing that you've received. We don't take time enough to focus on the things that matters, and what matters more than our status is our heart. What matters is our mind that follows. We were created in an image far greater than what we could ever imagine, and we don't take care of that. And that's our body, and that image is of God. Now, I am not here to preach to you, but I am here to share with you what helps me. Now, you can take excerpts from what I share with you and use it and apply it to your life however you see fit. But I'm here to tell you, you can't get past God. So you can keep getting in the way and crying and wondering why things aren't working out the way that you need them to. And, oh, I feel I should be here or be there and I can't get there. And why is this happening to me, or why are these things not happening for me? And it's because redirection is required. Every day that we wake up, we have a chance to make it better. We know that there are things that we want. And if there is a goal, if there is a dream that you have set for yourself, it's not just going to materialize and just fall into your lap. You're going to have to get dirty. You're going to have to put in some hard work, and you're going to have to become passionate about receiving that prosperity that you so believe is rightfully yours. It was promised to us a very, very long time ago. Yes, it should be ours, but not just on the strength of the promise. We still need to work to get it. So if you're passionate, what are you doing along your journey to get there? How are you spending your time? Who are you spending your time with? How are you spending your days? Between shows that go live here on Blog Talk Radio, I can surely tell you, I learn many, many, many more lessons. A lot of them I do repeat because that's life. We continually grow, and until we get certain lessons, they're going to come back again and again and again until we get them. It may come back in a pair of stilettos. It may come back in a pair of easy tones. It may come back in a pair of flip-flops. However, it will come back until you get it. And until that direction that you're supposed to take is being taken, you're going to keep bumping your head. Me personally, I always feel like, oh, I've received enough concussions. Clearly, I must haven't, because I'm still learning some of the same lessons over and over again. But the thing that comes with those bumped head incidents is that eventually you'll bump your head enough to the point where you will get those messages sooner, which is what I stated earlier. It won't take you as long to figure out, hey, I'm wasting time here. Hey, I'm not being productive. Hey, there's a message to receive, and I'm not getting it. Stop running to the phone, calling your girls, calling your boys, complaining about what's not happening right for you because you don't feel it's happening the way that it should. Take it on the chin. Oh, my goodness. Let me ask you right fast. If Jesus didn't have those 12 disciples, do you still think he would have crumbled? I don't believe he would have. He would not have crumbled without disciples because he had a purpose. It was predestined before he got here, and it would have been fulfilled. Oh. Optimism. I cannot begin to tell you how important it is to be optimistic. We get back exactly what we put out into the universe. Now, you can choose to put out negative energy, and that's exactly what you'll get back. You can put out positive energy, and that's exactly what you'll get back. Deion Sanders, famous football player, uber conceited, but tells the truth. When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you do good. So, it's after the holiday. I decided to rock all white, go to work. Don't have a clue why I went to work looking like it was Labor Day, but I did, and I looked good. Confident. Sun was shining on me. I carried my own rays, and it was raining outside. Got some disturbing news left, then from the right. It came from all areas, but I felt so good inside before I entered the world. Backtrack right fast. Suit up. See that white outfit? I only put it on because when I woke up that morning, I put on my armor. See, some of us have to put that armor on before we get out of the bed. And some of us can get up and get out of the bed and then put our armor on, our defense armor to deal with the world. I had to put on mine. That little white outfit happened to be my armor. And you put it in your head that this is my joy. God has given me, it's a blessing, it's a gift. I'm going to fight for it, and I'm going to go out here, and there's nothing that can make me feel down because I refuse to let it. The things that we fight for baffles me, and the things we roll over for, it just shuts me down. I'm telling you, I do it too. I'm tired of rolling over and just relinquishing my joy. We have to fight for it. If people in life, if these things are constantly at you trying to steal your joy, does that not send a red flag that it's worth protecting, that it's of super value and it should be fought for? You should try to keep it. Joy is a blessing. Joy is a gift. Joy was given to us knowing what was laid out before us as our lives are predetermined. They are predestined, yet we were still given joy to carry alongside of us during our journey, our travels through the valleys. We were supposed to have joy, meaning we should be able to handle all things that come through us because we're properly equipped with faith and understanding. So if we're not, that's definitely somewhere that we should be attempting to be. I tell you, I constantly look back on the times that I wasn't as optimistic as I should have been. I thought I was, but the outcome always makes you realize that you really weren't where you should have been, and then you have to say, hey, well, everything is on time. Let me tell you this. You can always arrive, but detours exist for a reason. So, yeah, you can hold up your progress. Don't get it twisted. You could definitely be 5 years off on some other stuff and not where you could be right now. I don't know what it is, but being still and being at peace is scary for a lot of people. People mention the word alone, like, I don't want to be alone, or they always have to have someone around them. How can you think if there's constantly something in your ear that's not for your betterment? How can you not have a relationship with God and expect to be blessed and move forward? Let's not be afraid of being still. Peace. Be still. We say we want peace. Well, peace is not chaos. Now, you can't run around like a chicken with your head cut off and say, I'm at peace. That's plaids and stripes. It doesn't go together. It's okay to be quiet. How can you listen and talk at the same time? Be optimistic about change. Embrace change. You cannot get to where you want to be tomorrow by being the person who you were yesterday. If you're not happy where you are today, you can't. That's not the way that it works. Change is necessary. Stop running from change. People that are in your life may not be there forever. People are there for seasons. Seasons. Then there are some that are there for the long haul. We have got to stop being afraid. Change in spite of the fear. My mom introduced me to Joyce Meyer so many years ago, and the biggest lesson that I learned was to fear not and do it afraid. See, I didn't study the Bible the way the others have, but to find out that there are 365 fear nots in the Bible in 365 days in a year, you do the math. Every day that you wake up, there's a fear not. There is absolutely nothing, nothing that you should be afraid of. You should be confident in Him. You should be confident in what's greater than you. I mean, we're mere. We are here because someone created us, because we were created. We didn't just fall out of the sky. Someone took time to make us. They thought we were worthy of living. We could do something. And then loved us enough to make us in their image something so superior, something we'll never, ever come to understand fully in our little lifetime. Because our days are numbered. Know that. So how are you living today? Are you being pessimistic or are you being optimistic? Do you have passion about your dreams? About your goals, because I can surely tell you right now, tomorrow is not promised. So when you go to sleep tonight, how did you do today? Were you kind to people? Did you get on the phone and gossip and backstab anyone? Did you waste time complaining and toot your face up at the homeless guy at the corner of the service drive with his cup out? Whether or not you gave him change, what were your thoughts? See, it's not the action, it's your mind and your spirit. See, God sees all of that way before an action takes place. So you need to get right if you're not right. And that's where it starts, inside. I always just tell people, oh, you know, negative energy from the outside is the people that we're around. Well, if you're a certain way and if you have committed to changing for the better, you have zero tolerance for anything that can destruct your character. You're not going to be bothered. You're simply not. Your insides won't allow you to be petty. It won't allow you to be wasteful with your time. You can tell anyone anything, but it is what it is. And there are all types of fruits to all of our labor. So, is your labor meaningful? Just ask yourself that. It's about nurturing our spirits. It's about filling our minds with positive energy. You simply cannot get away from treating people the way that you would wish to be treated. It's a golden rule. Let's not be critical of others. Let's stop, you know, pointing our finger and complaining about the little particle in someone else's eye when we got that large piece of timber in our own. You know, stop throwing those stones and you're living in a glass house. It's time to get serious about life. And if you don't want to do anything productive and have anything, then that's fine. Don't do a thing. Keep doing what you're doing. If it's not working, keep doing it. But do not whine tomorrow. I got interrupted with a commercial. I apologize for not hearing you guys into that break properly. But as I was saying, we were finishing up the O. The P and the O in powerful. We had the P for passion, for goals and dreams. The O for optimism, for life. Now let's talk about the W, the will. The will to successfully progress. We've got to be willing to work hard. We got to be willing to do what it takes to get there. We got to be willing to get our elbows greasy and be willing to fight for that joy in order to see those dreams to fruition and enjoy the journey of getting there. We have life. Life doesn't have us. It's a big difference. How do we handle life? We've got to have a strong will because things come at us daily to deter us, to distract us, to break us down, to steal our joy, to kill us. But a strong will can beat a life-threatening disease. A strong will can move mountains. You have to be willing to be better. You have to be committed to yourself. Oh, wow. You have to be willing to get to know you and not be afraid of who you'll be tomorrow. Because if I look back on who I was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, heck, 6 months ago, 2 months ago, I'm not who I was then. You know, so people can't say, hey, I know you. You couldn't possibly know me because I'm being renewed daily. I'm learning me as I go. And I'm willing to keep moving forward. I'm willing to share what I'm learning with someone else, with you all, so that you could become better, so that hopefully one person can receive a little bit of what I'm saying, take a pinch of a message and use it to make their lives better. That's why I'm doing this. That helps me to know that there's someone listening and wanting to feel better about life. Someone is out there seeking encouragement. That's why I do what I do. I'm willing. The E, encouragement. Encouragement in abundance. Strive to have it. And then once you get it, share it with others. I mentioned earlier, we can't wait for encouragement to fall into our laps. We have to seek encouragement. And once we get it, hold tight to it. Surround yourselves by positive people. Do positive things. Watch the blessings flow. Then watch them overflow. And in that overflow, watch those around you be blessed and encouraged. How you're living, someone's watching you, whether or not, you know, whether you know it or not, someone's looking at your life on the outside and saying, hey, he or she has it pretty good. I want that life. Or they're saying, he or she is doing it all wrong. If I had that hand, I'd do this with it, and I'd make that work. And you know what? It would work. That's the kicker. Be encouraged, not discouraged. Be as positive as you can be and be appreciative. Be humble. Be thankful for what you have, and you complain about the things that you don't have. There's someone out there who barely has the scrappings of what you have and are very thankful for that. Be encouraged. God sees the best in us when the world sees the worst. Hold tight to that. That's what matters. That's the opinion that matters. No one breathing has to see the great in you. God sees it. See it in yourself. Trust his opinion enough to know that it's real, and then you can see it for yourself. And you can get there. And we're never alone. We're never alone. And there's nothing that we're going through that we can't come through. That's why we're going through it. That's the word. We even ignore that. The word says through. Through. It didn't say, yeah, and it. And that's a wrap. The end. It says through. There's another side to it. Optimism, people. Realism, people. We overlook all these great things and all these great blessings that happen to us daily, and someone cuts us off in traffic and flips us off, and we hold tight to that all day long. I mean, people hit the lottery for millions of dollars and toss that away because of their petty principles and commit a crime that takes their life away and ruins the lives of not only themselves, but their loved ones. Oh my goodness, we have got to make better choices. Be encouraged, not discouraged. Discouraged is nothing but a little shift of comfort. You don't like how it feels and you fuss and you complain. Get over it. I'm tired of complaining. I am so exhausted from complaining that it is not funny. I have spent this past month and a half dealing with life hit me left and right and somewhere in there complain and then complain to people who can't fix it. And then I'm looking crazy at the end of it because I complained at all. Stop it. Don't do it. I'm done. I hope you are too if you're one of those. Don't do it anymore. People can't help you. Help yourself. Be quiet, be still, find God, get focused, and get it moving. It's very simple. Stop overlooking it. Keep it simple, sugar. My R, realistic approach to living. We could be here all week. But we won't, just a few more minutes. Moving forward without any misconceptions, just awareness. Another lesson I've learned since episode 2. Yes, daily I learn. Daily we all should. Life is what it is. People are who they are. Life really is black and white, and we choose to purchase Crayola crayons and make it something pretty. Take things and people at face value. Your situations, face value. It is what it is. Stop creating this idea of what, well, it could be this way, if only this and that, then you get confused, then you get wrapped up in an idea and set aside reality, and then you're confused, then you're dealing with your situation and the people around you and confusing them. Now, everyone's uneasy. Now you have chaos. There's no peace. I sigh. It exhausts me. We have got to know what we are dealing with, what we agree to. Stop saying okay and I'm okay with it and all right if you're not. If you're not, don't be. And go the other way. Go a different direction. If this relationship is not working for you, don't say, hey, if these are the terms and you guys agree, don't say okay if you don't like the way it feels. If it bothers your insides, say no. But if you say okay, be quiet. You have accepted the terms of the agreement, the conditions. In life, at work, responsibilities, we're committed. In any commitment, know what you're committing to. In life, again, the relationships, your friends. We know how our friends are. We know what they're going to be like. We know what to expect in any situation because, one, you've probably been burned and have a history of seeing how they operate under pressure, whether they're fair weather or not. So don't expect another situation to arise and say, they'll be there for me. And then when they don't, get upset at them because they weren't, but you know that this person is not the one to count on. So you can only go through life without any misconceptions and being fully aware if you redirect your faith and your confidence and stop putting it in people. Leave people alone. They won't bother you if you won't bother them. Enjoy life. Let everyone be as they are and stop whipping out your apron and trying to make them or tailor them to suit you and make them be what you feel they should be. Because you treat them one way, and if they don't treat you the way that you're treating them, you're ticked, but you're still there, and then you're complaining every time you deal, That's not productive. It's self-destructive, and it will give you a migraine. I know. Kaolin, propranolol, and Excedrin won't fix it. You've got to make better choices. Simple. Choose wisely. So powerful. P is for passion, for golden dreams. The O is optimism for life. The W is the will to successfully progress. The E is to be encouraged, seek it, obtain it, get it in abundance, and share it with others. The R is for realistic, a realistic approach to living. What I want to do here, I have a question for my listeners. And this is a contest. I would like to know exactly what it is that fuels you to succeed. See, if you didn't have loved ones or, you know, children or wives or husband, your family to succeed for, I would like to know what would drive you to succeed. What would be your fuel? Because we really can't get back tomorrow. Can't get back today, tomorrow. I think it's important that we know that if something is promised to us, that we should have it. But is that promise alone enough to fuel your success? I'm really interested in knowing your thoughts on this. So do me a favor. If you're listening in, write me a simple essay, no more than 2 to 3 paragraphs. 3 paragraphs, I'll take that, simple composition. And let me know what it is that fuels your need to succeed. And the winner will receive a very nice gift box in addition to a $25 gas card. So take your time, think about that, and go ahead and submit that to qspeaks@universaldeepproductions.com or email me personally at qspeaks09@gmail.com. I really want to know what makes us move. What makes you move? I know what drives me. And for me personally, the promise alone, knowing that I have been told that I can have it, I want it. So share that with me. Very interested in knowing what moves my listeners, my brothers, and my sisters. And I know I mentioned it earlier, and I can't stop mentioning it enough, but we really have to decide to fight for our joy. It will be a very, very powerful tool along our journey. It's a blessing to have it. It is a gift. It really is. It's worth protecting. It's worth fighting for. So, and let's start loving one another more. You can't get past love. Love for yourself, love for others, that's the key. So I'm going to take a little break right here, and I'll be back after this. All right, I'm back, and again, I didn't thank you since the beginning. I've been going on and on and on, which is totally unusual for me, but hey, when you got a message to deliver, you just let it go, and I have ripped it for almost a complete hour here. For those who not sure if you have been completely interrupted by any ads out there, I can only hear myself speaking to you, but if you were, rest assured that this complete message of Episode 3 is available on disc, and you can purchase it as well as the very first Life and Love Under New Management disc, uncut and on demand, 2 for $5. So if you're interested in receiving Episode 3 more in detail and to get that bonus disc, feel free to email me, qspeaks09@gmail.com, and send me your info, and we will get you all squared away. I can send you to my PayPal site if you would like to purchase online, or if you would simply like to do a mail order. So just another food for thought. Yes, you can take me wherever you are, in your car, your pocketbook. Who can't have enough of a good word? I am very, very, very excited and very thankful to be able to share the messages that I am sharing with you, to learn lessons and know that maybe someone out there can benefit from it. We've got to work together. We've got to love one another. Love each other enough to share a good word. Do that. Love each other enough to share a smile. Love yourself enough to be committed to becoming better. You know, there's a purpose far greater than what our little bitty minds could ever conceive. So we could just get a piece of it, a piece of it for doing good. So the next show I have not scheduled, but I can guarantee you it will be in 2 weeks. And I just want to thank you all so much for tuning in this evening to Life and Love Under New Management with me, Q, Q Speaks, author of I Am Queen, An Affirmation for Every Woman. There will be workshops lining up, and then my service endeavors. I want to take this quick time right fast to let you guys really know about how I'm committed to service. I am president of Womanhood, Inc., which is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that is committed to nurturing and developing our young women. And we have got to work with our children at a very young age. So, again, whatever you're doing when you step out of your house, or what you're doing when you're in your house, someone is watching you. And these little babies and these girls, these teenagers, these young women, they're looking at you. Brothers, these little boys, these teenagers, these with the pants hanging low, they're looking at you, regardless of what they're doing. And they're all not asking you for it, but wanting your attention. And they're wanting a good word from you. So we can't get tired of sharing something good with those coming up. That's our job. That is our job. We can't get exhausted and say, well, it's not working. What else do you have to do besides keep talking and keep speaking? That's our job. If there's nothing else that we can do, share a good word. Help make the world a better place and stop complaining about where you live. It's up to us, making the world a better place one day at a time, one step at a time. Okay? Hold tight to that. Hold tight to knowing that we're responsible. We are responsible for where we are, and we should be held accountable. Hold me accountable. I want to do my part. So if you're not there where I am at that moment saying I want to do my part, catch up. If you're there, a little fist bump right there through the phone, through the internet, through the World Wide Web to you, baby. Do your part. We have one. This world doesn't exist, and we're just here like, oh, it should be this way, it should be that way. And you give up hope, why would anyone else grab a hold to it? You let go. You're easily showing the ones coming up how to give up. Show them something different. We didn't go through nearly as much as our ancestors did, yet we gripe and complain about washing dishes and washing clothes. Really? It's time to get real. It's time to think. It's time to be appreciative. Look back long enough to not be discouraged, but be encouraged. Be real about where we've come from as people, the blessings that we have, the technology. I'm talking to you right now from my cell phone over the World Wide Web. You could be in Thailand. You could be in Chicago, but you can hear me. Really? All right. Thank you, my brothers and my sisters, for tuning in to Q Hosting Life and Love Under New Management, Episode 3, Powerful. Again, email me. Get those essays in to me if you want to get that gift box and gas card. That's QSpeaks09@gmail.com. Thank you for your time. Love, peace, and prosperity to you all. Good night.